What sort of a game do you want, anyway? You will find out, you see, that all good games, games that are worth playing and that arouse our interest, are constructed like this. If you have the good and the evil equally balanced, the game is boring. Nothing happens. It's stalemate. The irresistible force meets the immovable object. On the other hand, if it's all good, and there's hardly any evil, or maybe just a weeny little bit of a fly in the ointment, it also gets boring. Just in the same way, for example, supposing you knew the future and could control it perfectly. What would you do? Say, let's shuffle the deck and have another deal. Because, for example, when great chess players sit down to a match and it suddenly becomes apparent to both of them that white is going to mate in 16 moves and nothing can be done about it, they abandon the game and begin another. They don't want another. There wouldn't be any hide in the game, any element of surprise if they did know. So, a game with good and evil equally balanced isn't a good game. A game with the positive or good forces clearly triumphant isn't an interesting game. What we want is a game where it always seems that the good side is about to lose. I'm really serious danger of losing. So then what's necessary? A system in which the good side is always winning, but never is the winner. Where the evil side is always losing, but never is the loser. That's a very practical arrangement for a successful ongoing game which will keep everybody interested. Nice people needs an outgroup of nasty people, otherwise they wouldn't know who they were. And you must recognize then that this outgroup is your necessary enemy, whom you need. He keeps you on your toes, but you mustn't obliterate him. If you do, you're in a very dangerous state of affairs. So you have to love your enemies in this sense. Regard them as highly necessary. And be respected chivalrous. Give your whole self to this. Make an act of commitment. You know, once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. In the strife twixt truth and falsehood, for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses while the coward stands aside. Commitment. Stand up and be counted. It is a virtue, but on the other hand, you see another virtue, what we call being a good sport. If your enemy in the battle of life is to be regarded as an absent man, who is pure evil, black as black can be, you can't be a good sport. You can accord him no chivalry, no honors of battle. You've got to annihilate him by any means possible, fair or foul. And that leads to some pretty sticky situations, especially when he has the means of annihilating you in just the same way.